Welcome to the 5 a.m. call, where the best dreams happen when you are awake. This is the first step to being successful in your business and achieving the growth you desire in your life. But it doesn't have to stop here. It's why we created BAMX, our platform for you to be the professional you need to be in this uncertain market. Not articles behind a paywall that only pontificate what you should think and do, but education that actually shows you how to do what you need in today's market. Every day, we continue to add more content to BAMX and our private Facebook community. Content that works. Content that our members have exclusive access to daily. That's why over 1,500 of you and climbing have joined us in BAMX. Use code 5AM and join the thousands of agents taking their business to the next level today. Code 5AM for 10% off. See you in BAMX.
What is up, everybody? It is 5 a.m. and I'm Tom Tool calling in from right outside Philadelphia. In times of crisis, leadership matters probably more than ever. You look back just past, 3, 4, 5 years, and there's been a lot of things leaders have had to navigate regarding changes and impacts of global pandemics, lawsuits, right? We all know what we're talking about here. And that can have an enormous influence over the impact the crisis will have on the business and on the organization. And then there's going to be the personal impact that a crisis can have on people, whether it's your clients, the people that work for you. You know, it goes inside and outside. And, some people and some organizations are going to flounder at the immediate disruption, and others are going to be more resilient than ever before, right? So you've got two paths you can go down here. And when this happens, anxiety's high, and then there's fear of making the wrong decision. So there's a lot of advice you want to look at or ways to handle this. The first thing everyone should be doing is keeping things in perspective and checking the accuracy of the data you receive. So there's a lot of high emotions that happen. Right. I mean, if you go on any sort of like Facebook group right now about real estate agents, you're going to know what I'm talking about. And data should be evaluated and make sure it doesn't get distorted. Right. Emotion can feed rumors and distort interpretation. So data should be evaluated for credibility and accuracy, then for how current it is, and finally for the actual relevancy in solving the problem. Then you want to keep all this in perspective and look at the long game, right? Is this a bump in the road, or is this something that is going to require an entire shift in your strategy, right? COVID-19 was more of the bump in the road. That was a temporary thing. The 2008 financial crisis, or, a lawsuit that changes the way people need to handle their businesses, well, that's a little different, right? And even if you're identifying the short-term versus long-term, reinforcing the mission of the company, your personal mission to your clients, that is something that, it's going to create consistency and it's going to create a great culture. Then you want to look at having that confident, courageous mindset, right? So it's almost, essential for a leader to come out and say, hey, we've got this, even if that's not the fact. Encourage team input. Listen. Formulate a plan. Hear what your clients are saying, right? Because the court of public opinion is going to be a major factor when we look at this NAR settlement. When you hear what people have to say, you get feedback from the actual business, from your clients, the right crisis response is going to enhance the reputation of the business, of the team, of the company, of the brand. So, being confident that you'll figure it out and getting the right information that comes from interpreting the data correctly, like we just talked about, that's going to go a long way. And, you know, being calm, right? Giving regular updates, communicating. You know, we can all be nervous on the inside, but that's not going to help people. Being nervous on the outside is not going to inspire confidence to the folks that we're working with. You know, customers take cues from their guides, from their confidant, from their person they're hiring. That's exactly what real estate agents do. So you don't want to minimize the crisis, and you want to commit to sharing what you know and when you know it. And be prepared to over-communicate, even absent, or when you have answers that are absent, and just saying, hey, I'm still working on this, I'm getting the answer, that can be reassuring. People want to know you're in charge and have control of the situation. And when you take these sort of approaches, and there's a lot more stuff you can do here, it's going to help you navigate it in a way where anxiety isn't high. It's going to let you be the person that's navigating this big, small bump in the road or long term, because this is going to happen again. May not be for a few years, who knows, but things don't always go right. It's how you handle them that people will remember. When things go wrong, what did you do? When things went sideways, maybe it's not even your fault, apologies aren't necessary, what did you do with your clients and with the people counting on you? And that's what people remember, especially when time ultimately tells you who the winners and losers are in business. Catch everyone tomorrow at 5 a.m.